This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Just before we start, inshallah, make sure you don't park your car blocking the entrance or the exit of the masjid. We have lots of parking in the back, so you can park there, inshallah. And don't take the imam's parking. Wallahi, it is sad. Every time I come, someone took my spot. And we have a big sign that says imam's parking. I don't know, like, I get a lot of invitations, I go to churches and stuff, and if there is a parking spot for the priest, it is shameful if someone takes the priest's parking spot. This is just something to think about. This yani shows how much respect we have for the imam. We will, inshallah. But anyway, today, inshallah, I'm going to talk about a bishara from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So good news. That there is a hadith in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ was with the Sahaba one day before he passed away. And the Prophet ﷺ said, وَدِدْتُ لَوْ أَنَّا قَدْ رَأَيْنَا إِخْوَانَنَا. I wish we had the chance to see our brothers. So the Prophet ﷺ, the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, are we not your brothers? So the Prophet ﷺ said, no, أنتم أصحابي. You are my friends, not brothers. فَقَالُوا وَمَنْ إِخْوَانُكُ Who are your brothers? And the Prophet ﷺ said, قَوْمٌ يَأْتُونَ بَعْدِي يُؤْمِنُونَ بِي وَلَمْ يَرَوْنِي Some people who will come after me, long after me, they will believe in me without seeing me. So they said, وَكَيْفَ تَعْرِفُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ How will you recognize them on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّهُمْ يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ غُرًّا مُحَجَّلِينَ مِنْ أَثَرِ الْوُضُوءِ So the Prophet ﷺ said, they will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah with nur on their faces because of wudu. وَإِنِّي فَرَطُهُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ I will be at the Hawd al-Kawthar waiting for them to arrive, so I will serve them. So this is an amazing bishara in Sahih Muslim. There is something similar in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu. He was with the Prophet ﷺ. They were having lunch together. فقال يا رسول الله, is there anyone in this ummah who is better than us? So the Prophet ﷺ said, نعم, قوم يأتون بعدي يؤمنون بي ولم يروني. Yes, some people who will come way long after me, they will believe in me without seeing me. So this is a bishara from the Prophet ﷺ that there is some goodness in us. And the reason is, we believe in Muhammad ﷺ, we have faith in him without seeing him. And of course, the reason is the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ, they had so much evidence to believe in him and to trust him. For example, we didn't see the face of the Prophet ﷺ. Yani imagine when you read in the books of Sirah and they describe the Prophet ﷺ, how beautiful he was, the nur on his face, and subhanAllah, your heart aspires to seeing the Prophet ﷺ. You don't see him, you're looking at the text. And you imagine seeing the Prophet ﷺ. And when you go for Umrah, you go to Medina, you stand in front of the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, and it says, Huna salam ala Rasulullah. You can give salam to the Prophet ﷺ here. Huna Abu Bakr and Huna Umar, and people start to cry. By just seeing the sign that says, here Muhammad ﷺ is buried. But you didn't actually see him. You know that you're standing in front of him, but you didn't actually see him. You didn't see the nur on his face. Abdullah ibn Salam, in authentic hadith, he said, when the Prophet came to Medina, he made hijrah, I pushed my way in the crowd to look at Muhammad ﷺ. And when I saw him, قُلْتُ وَاللَّهِ هَذَا لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابِ When I took the first look at the face of Muhammad ﷺ, I said, Wallahi, this is not the face of a liar. And he said, Allah put iman in my heart on the spot when I saw the face of Muhammad ﷺ. But we don't have this privilege. We didn't see the face of the Prophet ﷺ. You didn't hear him recite Quran like many of the Sahaba. Some of them, like At-Tufail ibn Amr al-Dawsi, the people of Mecca, they stood on the way when people came for Hajj and they told him, this man is a liar, don't listen to him. The Fox News people, I call them. So At-Tufail said, Wallahi, I put cotton in my ears. I stuffed my ears with cotton so I don't listen to him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me hear the recitation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and eventually he accepted Islam, and all of his people accepted Islam, Qabila Dawus, including Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. We didn't see the mu'jizat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the splitting of the moon, water coming out between his fingers, and multiplying foods. We never saw any of this. We read about it in the books of Sirah, And you have goosebumps when you come across these stories, but you didn't see them with your own eyes. But many of the Sahaba, they saw this firsthand. And some people, they accepted Islam because of this, because of the barakah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people, they accepted Islam because of the ikram of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was very generous. So I understand if you have $100 in your pocket and you know, they are collecting funds for something or some poor person and you pay $10. But you still have 90 in your pocket. This is good. This is ikram. But if you only have 100 in your pocket and you take it out and you give it sadaqah, this is more ikram. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did more ikram than this. There are some hadith that say that some people would come asking for ikram from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sadaqah or something. He didn't have anything in his pocket. He will borrow money from sahaba and he will pay the person and will tell the sahaba, when I get money, I'm going to pay you later. He didn't even have money to give out, but he borrowed so he could give sadaqah. There is the story of Safwan ibn Umayyah fi Hunayn. When Safwan came, he was mushrik. He was not Muslim at the time. And actually, this man, no one hated the Prophet ﷺ more than him. Umayr ibn Wahb and Safwan ibn Umayyah, they conspired many years earlier in Mecca, just like after the Battle of Badr, to kill the Prophet ﷺ. He tried to kill the Prophet ﷺ. So many years later, of course, Umayr ibn Wahb accepted Islam first. It's a beautiful story. You can read it in the books of Sirah. And Safwan at the Hunayn, he came to the Prophet ﷺ because the Prophet ﷺ borrowed some shields from him. So he came to collect his shields after the battle. So he kept looking at this valley full of camels and goats and sheep. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ayujibuka hadha? Do you like everything that you see?" He said, "Yeah, it's amazing. This is a lot, like amazing." And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Huwa laka wa ma fi." This entire valley and all the animals in it, for you, hadiyah, like a gift for you. So the man was shocked, and he said, he accepted Islam on the spot because of the ikram of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, "Wallahi, when I came here today, I didn't hate anyone more than you. And now I love you, sini sevirim, I love you more than my own kids." You know, this is how much he loved him, because he experienced firsthand the ikram of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. None of us did that. You never received a check in the mail from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like, you didn't get that particular ikram, right? But still, we love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We would love to be with him in Jannah. We pray and to be with him in Jannah, to have his shafa'ah. And many of us pray to go for Hajj and Umrah so they can go and visit him. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَمَا أَمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَمْ نَرَى أَنْ يَجْمَعَنَا مَعْهُ فِي مُسْتَقَرِ رَحْمَتِهِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us together with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Anbiya, and the Sahaba kiram, as we believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without seeing him. The question for last night, if you would like to keep communication, direct communication, sila, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you dial this number, 24434, and the answer was salah. 2 rak'ah fajr, 4 dhuhr, 4 asr, 3 maghrib, 4 isha. You didn't know that, did you? Okay, khalas. The winner is Ammu Hassan. Ammu Hassan, is he here? Yeah, he's usually downstairs. I'm going to pass it to him, inshallah ta'ala. The question for tonight, some sisters, they tell us, you know, when they cook, the husband says, if you have too much sugar in the food or too much salt, talaq, bittalata, you know? Can the sister taste the food to make sure that she has the right amount of sugar or salt in the food? Can she? And her fasting is still valid or not? If you know the answer, email me before tomorrow asr at Imam Mustafa at the Notoria Center.ca. Jazakallah.